This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I'm doing, things are a little bit better in Washington than they are in Cairo right now, so that's good for us. And
I am glad I didn't buy that tour package that I was thinking of getting. I heard about somebody who actually did that and is over there right now trying to, like, see the pyramids and things.
They're still trying to do it?
Yeah, they were trying.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they had just gotten out a couple days ago.
So. Wow.
Yeah, that's bad luck. You know, you think you're having a nice vacation in a warm climate, and there you are.
As for here in the U.S., Elena, I think the most frustrated people are probably the folks down in Dallas getting ready for the Super Bowl. It's supposed to be this warm weather climate, and a week ago it was in the 70s. Now it's full of snow and ice. People are having a hard time getting in, and can't imagine folks in Texas having a lot of fun with that right now.
And in Florida, where it's nice, of course, the judge is trying to overturn health care.
Yeah, that's the second judge that has done that now. And this one says the individual mandate's unconstitutional, so you got to throw out the whole thing. So now the people that won, the opponents of the president's health care plan, want to fast track it to the Supreme Court, get that validated, and get the whole thing repealed. And the Justice Department, of course, knows that the longer this takes, the more it gets implemented. So they're just kind of stretching and yawning, and I don't think we need to really rush this at all. So
when we heard about this Florida judge's decision, we thought, well, maybe the Florida judge had heard the Capitol Steps song about the worst-case scenario for Florida residents on the health care bill.
Well, if he hasn't before, I'm sure he'll be hearing it now. Here we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to this town hall meeting for the Democrats' health care plan. I'd like to ask everyone, please, let's keep this civil. I'd also like to remind everyone that as a member of Congress, I have the full authority to taser anyone who does not agree with me. All right, I think we have an exciting new plan to share with the American people. Since Cash for Clunkers was such a hit, here's another deal. With this healthcare program, you will be enthralled. Cash for Codgers is what it's called. When folks get older, they can get sick. That's when spending soars. If grandpa's fading, bring him for trading when he's 64. All right, let's open the floor up for questions here.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you.
I have a question over here.
Okay, you over there.
Yes, how much could I get from my uncle here?
Excellent question. Well, I think that falls under Section 3 of the bill. That would be cash for uncles. Let's see. Looks like a 1945 model. Ooh, very costly to maintain.
Oh, you're telling me. His prescriptions are over $400 a month, and the insurance premiums are killing us.
Well, I bet he's a real gas guzzler, too.
Well, no, actually, quite the opposite.
I tell you what, I'll give you $5,000 for him.
$5,000?
$5,000.
Uncle Joe, you stay right here with the nice man. He's going to take you to a beautiful farm where you can be with all your childhood pets. Bye-bye.
But I thought we was going for wiener schnitzel. Oh, this is just crazy. Most Democrats aren't in shape like me. Can I promise someday you can have my pots?
That would be a really great start.
I will donate my heart and my brain when my time is done.
That's a lovely ambition, but we politicians
can't use either one.
Oh, Elena, that should ratchet down the debate.
Yeah, we're not trying to inflame anything here.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
Plus, that's not realistic. I mean, you couldn't get $5,000 for an uncle, really.
Well, you never know. The government's not exactly cheap when it's spending the money. So
That's true.
We'll find out. What else are you guys looking at?
Well, we broke out the Egyptian costumes. We're going to try something to walk like an Egyptian this weekend at our Reagan Building shows and see how it flies. So come on down and check that out.
Very good. Elena, have fun with that. We'll talk again next week.
Okay.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building in downtown Washington, D.C. Learn more about their work and buy their CDs online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.